Hello, Awe Island parents. We'd like to tell you about an amazing podcast that lots of parents, educators, and homeschool families on Awe Island love. It's called Who Smarted? Who Smarted is a fast-paced, short-format podcast that uses humor, storytelling, and interactive games to help teach kids amazing fun facts and answer cool questions about lots of topics. At 12 minutes long, Who Smarted episodes are perfect for kid-sized attention spans, too. With 3 new episodes every week and a free activity newsletter, Who Smarted has tons of fun and education for every kid, and opportunities for them to discover new ways to explore their curiosity. Our kids on Awe Island love listening to Who Smarted podcast, and think your kids will, too. You can find Who Smarted on your favorite podcast player, or visit whosmarted.com. Hello, Awe Island family. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a proud member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Do you have a listening buddy? Maybe a sibling, or a stuffed animal, or a pet who likes to listen to Awe Island with you? You can draw a picture of your listening buddy and send it to us. We'd love to see it. You can ask a grown-up to help you visit aweisland.com/gallery and send us a picture.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Great job, everyone. Let's start by taking a nice deep dragon breath to relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Here we go. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. As you breathe out, feel every inch of your body beginning to relax. Good job. Now let's take another deep dragon breath. Remember to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Okay, breathe deeply in and out. Very good. As you relax even more, think about a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to snuggle the baby penguin close to him. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Are you ready to take one more deep dragon breath? Here we go. Deep breath in and out. Now close your eyes and enjoy feeling completely relaxed. Just like the baby penguin. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Mary Berry Picnic. It was a sunny afternoon on Awe Island. From time to time, a refreshing breeze filtered through the trees of the Awe Island forest, and a bright green leaf or two gently drifted down to the grassy forest floor below. Birds sang happily in the trees, enjoying the beautiful weather. Far below the birds in the trees, Rob Raccoon joyfully hopped along the forest floor. Like the birds, he too was enjoying the beautiful weather. It was a perfect day to visit his friend, Rebel Raccoon. Rob was excited. He always had so much fun with Rebel. Today, Rob and Rebel were going to search for berries. They were going to have a merry berry picnic. Rob loved blueberries, raspberries, huckleberries, boysenberries, and even sour blackberries. Perhaps if they were lucky, he and Rebel would find some of each type of berry today. Rob looked forward to the fun of searching for delicious berries, almost as much fun as eating them. Rob couldn't walk quite as fast as some of the other forest creatures, but he was very good at hopping along on his three strong legs. So he soon found Rebel sitting underneath a tall maple tree. Rebel's eyes were closed, and his head rested against the tree trunk. "Hello, Rebel," Rob called. Rebel opened his eyes slowly before replying, "Hi, Rob." Rob walked closer to his friend, and as he did, a breeze fluttered through the trees. A big green leaf drifted down from a branch above and landed on Rebel's head. "Look, Rebel, you have a little leaf hat," Rob giggled as he looked at his friend. Rebel reached up and touched his head, feeling the big green maple leaf sitting between his ears. Rob reached down to pick up another big leaf that had fallen on the ground. He placed it on his own head. "Now we have matching leaf hats," said Rob. The two friends laughed at their own silliness as they posed with their little leaf hats. After they played for a couple of minutes, Rebel suggested, "Okay, shall we go find some berries now?" "That's a good idea, Rebel. Let's get going," Rob said. Rebel stood up from the tree, and he and Rob began walking through the forest, looking up at the big trees as they went. Rebel generally liked to walk very fast, but he knew he needed to slow down a little for his friend Rob. He didn't mind having to slow down, because it gave them a better opportunity to chat. Eventually, Rob and Rebel reached the area of the forest near the river, where, in their experience, the sweetest berries grew. River water helped the berry bushes grow healthy and strong. When they reached the riverbank, the two friends looked around for a good spot to set up a merry berry picnic. After they looked around a little, they found the perfect spot, a sunny maple tree right next to the flowing river. There was a grassy area right in front of the maple tree, perfect for setting out a picnic. And if Rebel and Rob got too hot in the sun, they could cool off in the shining blue river right next to the tree. "That's the perfect spot for our picnic," said Rebel. "Hey, Rob, I have an idea," he added. "Why don't we turn this into a game?" "Turn what into a game?" Rob asked. "Finding berries," replied Rebel. "Whoever gathers the most berries wins." "Okay," Rob agreed. "Let's try it. Let's meet back here at the tree in 30 minutes. "Okay," Rebel said. "Ready? Set? Go." The two raccoons started their game. Rebel went running along the riverbank to the right to search for his favorite blueberries. Rob hopped along the riverbank in the opposite direction. Unlike Rebel, who only looked for blueberry bushes, Rob intended to search for every single berry bush he could find. Although Rebel was a faster runner, Rob was more knowledgeable about the different types of berries and where to look for them. And he loved eating all varieties. But at first, Rob had trouble finding any berry bushes at all. He wandered around for a while without finding anything. Eventually, he found himself farther away from the riverbank and in a sunlit, grassy clearing. Rob hoped maybe there would be berry bushes on the other side of the clearing. As Rob walked across the clearing, he enjoyed the warm sun on his face. He closed his eyes and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The warmth of the sun, the fresh scents in the air, and the soft cushion of the sunlit grass beneath his feet were all delightful. When Rob opened his eyes and looked around, feeling refreshed and alert, he suddenly spotted an entire group of raspberry bushes just across the grass. As fast as he could, he hopped up to them and started to pick the tiny pink fruits. He tasted a few as he picked them, of course. Rob loved raspberries. The rest he collected in a little pile next to the bush. Then Rob spotted a boysenberry bush. It was the only one sitting in a shady spot near a big tree. So it was a bit smaller than the raspberry bushes. Rob walked up to the small bush, ready to pick just a few boysenberries, when he heard a voice say, "Hello there." Rob startled in surprise. He looked up and saw a bat hanging upside down from the big tree next to the berry bush. Rob wasn't used to seeing bats during the day, so he spoke politely, but with some surprise. "Hello," Rob responded. "My name is Birdie Bat," the bat said, as he flew down from the tree and landed in the grass next to Rob. "What's your name?" "My name is Rob," Rob replied. "I was just going to pick some of these berries. Is that okay?" "Sure," Birdie said with a smile. "You don't have to ask me. They're not my berries. But thank you for being so considerate." "I see you're collecting a big pile of berries," Birdie added, indicating a wing toward Rob's piles of raspberries. "Yes," said Rob proudly. "I'm meeting a friend for a merry berry picnic." "That sounds like fun," said Birdie, as Rob started picking the boysenberries. Birdie and Rob chatted for a little while Rob picked more berries. Then Birdie told Rob about a blackberry bush nearby, and Rob picked some blackberries too. Finally, Rob had a huge pile of berries. "Rob, how are you going to carry all those berries back to your friend?" Birdie asked curiously. Rob looked down at the big pile of berries. Then he looked at his one front paw. "I'm not sure, actually," Rob said uncertainly. I didn't really think about that part." The two animals thought for a minute. Then Rob had an idea. "I know. I can wrap the berries in a big leaf and carry them that way." "That's a good idea," said Birdie. "But I think you'll need more than one leaf. You've got a lot of berries. Say, would you let me help? I've got two claws, so I could carry two leaves, and you could carry one." Rob's face lit up in a big smile. He appreciated that Barry understood that Rob only had one front paw to work with. "That would be so nice," Rob said thankfully. "And of course, my friend Rebel and I invite you to join our Merry Berry picnic after." "Great," said Birdie. "Let's get some leaves." Feeling grateful and relieved, Rob began wrapping the berries in big leaves. After the berries were wrapped up, Birdie took one bundle in each claw, and Rob took a big bundle in his front paw. Then the two new friends headed back to the big maple tree by the river. Birdie flew above Rob's head as Rob hopped back to the river. When they reached the big tree, they found Rebel waiting. "Rob," said Rebel, "there you are. I'm sorry. After I started collecting berries, I realized it wasn't such a good idea to go separately. I had a hard time collecting everything in my two paws, and you only have one. I'm sorry I didn't think my idea through," Rebel added apologetically. "It's okay," said Rob, setting down his leaf full of berries. "I didn't think it through either, but I found a solution, and I found a new friend, Birdie. Birdie, this is Rebel." After they all said, "Nice to meet you," Rebel showed them his berries. Rebel couldn't gather too many berries in just his own two paws, but he had found some really delicious-looking blueberries. The trio sat around the big maple tree and ate and talked for hours until the sun started to set. They ate every last one of the colorful berries together, enjoying the variety of berries spread before them. Rob was happy to have met such a kind friend to join him and Rebel during a fantastic Merry Berry picnic. The soft orange light of the setting sun started to make the animals feel a bit sleepy. They all decided it was time for a nap before waking up again later in the night. The raccoons thanked Birdie for all his help, and Birdie thanked them for the unexpected picnic. The new friends promised to have another picnic soon before heading their separate ways. When Rob reached his little log den, he placed his paws on the ground and gave a big stretch. He then let out a big yawn. He rubbed his little black paws on his full tummy and curled up in a cozy corner of the log. Rob began to think about his day and all the things he had to be grateful for. Rob was grateful for the delicious berries that grew so well in the beautiful Awe Island forest. Rob took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Then curled his tail around his body. Rob was also thankful for his new friend, Birdie, who had so generously helped him today. Rob took another relaxing, deep dragon breath, in and out. Finally, Rob was thankful for his friendship with Rebel. Rob took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And closed his eyes. And Rob fell asleep, dreaming of another Merry Berry picnic with old and new friends. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.